Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 262. The Ring. Ringu.
Ringu.
Yeah. Ringu. Rango.
Also,
yeah, The Ring. 2002 American supernatural psychological horror film directed by Gore Verbinski. Best known for directing Mouse Hunt. Mouse Hunt, The Ring, the first three in the Pirates of the Caribbean films, and Rango. So he did do Rango.
Rango's awesome. Wow. I love Rango. Yeah,
Rango's pretty good. Okay. Written by Aaron Kruger, starring Naomi Watts. Yeah, it's a remake of Hideo Nakata's 1998 film, based on the 1991 novel by Koji Suzuki. Yeah, they had a... When did this come out? 2002. October 18th, 2002. Budget $48 million. Box office $249 million.
It was a hit.
Those are people were trying to, oh God, what other Japanese scary shit you got lying around? Yeah. Let me try and remake some of these bad boys.
The Grudge, Pulse, there's a whole wave of them.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see here. Yeah, becoming one of the highest grossing horror remakes of all time. Yeah. One of the highest grossing horror remakes of all time. Yeah, that's the... There's not a lot of them, and they
As
don't
if
do
it's
too
a hard,
well.
High bar to fucking cross, yeah.
Yeah. Received positive reviews and mixed reviews. Critics praised the atmosphere and Watts' performance at the 29th Saturn Awards. The Ring won in two categories, Best Horror Film and Best Actress for Watts. The first installment of the American Ring series, followed by The Ring 2 and Rings. And I think there was another sequel called Rings again.
Oh, shit.
Like, there's... Two Rings. Anyway,
I've only seen the first and the second one. I didn't see Rings. I forgot they even existed till just now.
Yeah. This was my first time seeing this, believe it or not.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I thought Nicole Kidman was in this movie. So I've never seen it. I was like, that's the woman, Nicole Kidman, right? Yeah. Jesse's like, no, I think it's like Naomi Watts. I'm like, are you sure? I'm pretty sure the little well chick and Nicole Kidman has a son. I've seen pictures of it.
Yeah. Nope.
No, wrong. We start off with two high school girls at like a sleepover,
mm-hmm.
some shit. Very early 2000s horror movie start. It's always high school girls like in a room. There's usually a telephone involved. They're making popcorn or something.
It's very Scream-esque.
Then, wow, what the hell gets them started on there? They're just watching TV. I don't know what to pick. Just find something, anything.
You know the brain waves are rotting our fucking brain cells or whatever?
I don't remember how they get brought onto the subject of the tape, though.
I think one of them just like they turn the TV off and she's like, "Did you hear this story about this videotape?"
Oh yeah.
That if you watch,
where did you hear that, Becky? Who told you about that? Why you get so defensive? I've seen the tape. Oh, shut up! You're trying to scare me. Reverse scare. You're not gonna trick me. Okay, you can't scare me with the thing I just tried to scare you with. No, it's true. Me and Bobby went to the fucking.
Cabin,
to the cabin in the woods, and they tried to watch the game, but the reception is so bad, so they popped the tape in. They're trying to watch the game. Okay, football, I assume. Live, I assume. So they try and watch it on a tape? What?
No fucking
idea. I like how she's like, and when she put the tape in, it wasn't football. I was like, no shit, it wasn't. It was never going to be a live broadcast on this tape. You think that's how tapes work?
Yeah.
It's just tapes are like over-the-air television. You just pop in a tape and you get all the signal coming into your box and it gives you the football game. And
there it
I
is.
Was like, that makes all right, it's on. We were getting a bad signal. We needed to use a tape. Oh, God. So, she says that we watched this tape and It was creepy. And then a phone, the phone rang and it said we had 7 days before we die. That's very specific and spooky. What do you do? I don't know. What day is this? I don't even think she mentions like how long ago. No, she says a week
ago.
Oh,
yeah, so she this says would be... 7 days ago, you know, tonight.
Yeah. So this would be the week. And then, oh, the phone rings. And that's spooky. But it's okay. They didn't just watch the tape. It's unrelated. Okay? Yeah. And then the friend answers the phone. Why is the friend answering the phone at the house either? And she answers it all scared. Like, and you're like, oh, shit, what's going on? I was like, but they didn't watch a tape. I don't get it. Does it keep calling you? 6 days.
Yeah.
5 days. Enjoy your last day. And then she hands the phone over quietly and scaredly to the girl whose house it is. And then she's like quiet for a second. It's like, Mom? That's her mom.
Hi, Mom. So yeah.
Yeah. Who are you? Why are you answering my phone? Where's my daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. I know she didn't even say anything, remember? I think she just, well, maybe she said hello quietly and then put it to her ear and then for the rest of it, just like 30 seconds of quietly listening, then handing it over very slowly. Yeah.
You can just say, hey, it's your mom. Like dramatic fucking thing. Okay.
Then the friend kind of walks away back to the bedroom. The person who lives at the house talks with her mom on the phone for just a minute and then hangs it up. I think she goes to the fridge. She told him, yeah, we're just about to go to bed. She goes to the fridge, pulls out like a lemonade, like a pitcher of lemonade, pours a glass, leaves the pitcher, walks away. I was like, bitch, you better put that lemonade back. What are you doing? And then there's like she hears a TV going fuzzy and there's like
living
a
room TV. Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a window in between the kitchen and the living room, and she could see through. It's like opaque. She could see the TV light. And she goes over there, and it's just a little static. Stop it, Becky! It's not funny! God, I told you that in confidence about the tape! Yeah. Jesus. Turns it off. Puts her remote back on the couch. Goes to walk out before she can get out the fucking room.
They're
not funny, Becky. And then what does she do? She goes
she goes up to the TV and turns it off manually. And
yeah, then we unplugs it. Yeah.
Yeah, unplugs it. And then you see the predator behind her.
Yeah.
Like blubby thing.
And I think it's the only time we see that in the movie, really. Yeah. I don't remember that happening again. Yeah, she goes back up to the room. And what the fuck happened?
There's like water that's kind of like all up in the hall, like from under the doorway. Uh-huh. There's water all over the floor. And I think she just opens the door and then we get like maybe a millisecond of like a fucking dirt. Her room is all in disarray and there's water everywhere. And the camera just like flies across the room and goes to her face. She's like, ah! That's basically it, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of demonifies in like 1 second, like ages and turns red, and I don't know, man. And then her friend screams, and
that's it.
Yeah. Well, I was confused a little bit later. They're talking about it. The girl who died, the cousin. She's the cousin of our main little child, the niece of our main character.
Yeah.
Who was in the closet? Remember later they show one of the girls in the... The girl just died instantly right there in the hall, kind of just looking into her room. So what was that closet shot?
I don't know. It's the same... It's definitely the cousin, but because it's the mom talking about how she found her. How she got in the closet, why she's in the closet, no fucking idea.
Yeah.
Did the friend put her there? Because the friend... When the friend leaves the kitchen after the phone call, we don't see her again. We don't see her in the room when the whatever ghost comes after the cousin. The only thing we know about the friend is that she was so traumatized that she went into a fucking psych ward or something. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
That the friend put her in the closet. No fucking idea. But yeah, it was definitely the cousin.
Yeah, so now we get Naomi Watts. Rachel.
Rachel, yes.
Where's she work at the Seattle Post Intelligencer or something?
Yeah, the paper.
Whole movie set in like Seattle and Washington, which is kind of cool. And the director said he did that because he wanted to keep the dark tone of the original. And he thought Seattle's wet. Seattle's
rainy,
dreary. And it is really, I like the aesthetic of this movie. It's very mute in its colors and stuff like that. Looks pretty cool.
Arguably the best part of the movie, for sure.
Yeah, and it's got a lot of Shining type shots, like really far out, mm-hmm. sweeping scores, and like going across trees and seeing cars, and kind of melodic and creepy stuff, which I liked. Has a lot of atmosphere. So that's Rachel, and that was her niece, and she's kind of helping her sister through it, comforting her. Do we get anything with the son before we go to that funeral?
Yeah, he's in class, and it's like,
oh yeah,
mom is running late or whatever, so she kind of barges in there, and Aiden's like, I'll wait in the car. It's given the fact, giving her a warning she's not going anywhere. So the teacher sits her down. Hey, your son is alarming me with his pictures. His
drawings. Let
me show you his drawings. They're not even that bad. I thought it was going to be like people with knives and blood squirting, but it's just like stick figures of like people hanging out. I don't know. I didn't really find it to be that disturbing.
It was like people hanging out, but then there's like a hole drawn and
yeah, and just someone like laying down or something.
A body down there, and he's like, that's his cousin. She's like, oh, so what? His cousin died 3 days ago. He's dealing with it in his own way. Let him draw some pictures. He's going to do fine. He's great. Yeah. We're doing great. And she's like, that's the problem. Like, what? You said his cousin died 3 days ago, correct? Yes. 3 days ago tonight. Well, he drew these last week.
Dun, dun, dun.
What? 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 And then we find out that she's the one that babysits him, the cousin was, at least two or three nights a week. So they were really close. And maybe she talked to him about this 7 days thing. I don't know why you would. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Right? Tell this, hey, kid, you want to know something crazy?
Yeah.
I'm going to die in 7 days. You better enjoy this week.
Yeah. She did say something. Like, what was it? It was like, I don't have time. Because I remember Aiden talking to Rachel about like,
oh yeah,
I need more time. He's like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, that's what she said the last time I saw her. Need more time. Like, do you know she was gonna die? I don't know. And he just rolls over and goes to bed. I was like, what the fuck?
You have plenty of time. He's like, I don't have enough time. You have plenty of time. You know when I'm gonna die? She's like, no. Then how do you know that? I'm making a rational decision based on your age that you got quite a bit of time left, unless you jump in front of a bus or something. You got some. I'm not guarantee you 100 years, but I'd say you at least 20.
Yeah.
At the least. I'm very confident in the 20 number. They have some freak accident when you're 34. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. After that, I don't even remember how the fuck does Rachel even watch the tape? Or do they go to the funeral, right?
Yeah, they go to the funeral, talk to the mom. That's when we get the jump scare closet thing. Then she's like, hey, can you figure out what the fuck happened? Because no one really knows what happened. So she's like, this is what you do. Go investigate. Figure out what the fuck happened to my daughter. So then you start seeing her mingling with some of the friends out back, the smokers in the back.
Yeah, but I liked that one phrase and shot before that when she's talking to the mom, and the mom's like, I went through all of, I don't remember what she said she went through. I researched. I couldn't find one incidence of a 16-year-old's heart stopping. It's like, really?
Really, yeah.
You couldn't find one? Like,
it happens. Unfortunately,
it happens. Yeah. Okay, heart attacks aren't limited to the old people, but they're just very rare. I mean, it happens. Like, so no one's heart ever stopped. I've seen people's hearts stop out on the football field and it starts going again. It's fine. Get it pumping. Get it pumping, baby. Take a smelling salt. But yeah, we go outside and they're all smoking, her friends. And I love it's that one kid. He always, that fucking kid. I was like, here's that kid again.
Yeah.
That guy.
That one guy.
Been playing a teenager for 28 years. Yeah. Always a teenager, dude. I'm like, dude, that guy's got to be 45.
Oh,
I
yeah.
swear to God. And he still does it to this day.
Yep.
It's crazy to me. Yeah, they're all talking and smoking. She's all trying to do like her investigative journalist stuff, all trying to be cool and get in there and get him to feel comfortable. Like, oh, look, I'm smoking like you.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like, so what was going on with her? You know, what's this? And she just immediately like goes into like investigative mode, and the kids are off put by it. She's like, oh, thank you. Take that girl's cigarette and lights her own. Oh, wait, she's cool. She just lit her cigarette with my cigarette. I can let my guard down a little bit. Yeah, she's cool. Well, she went and hung out with her boyfriend, and then the girl looks at her, hey, what? Well, them dating was kind of a secret. Like the kind of. Anyways, do they tell her about the tape?
No, it's like they're talking about something, because she's like, what were they doing up there? And like, when I was your age, I used to get high. Like, marijuana, I used to smoke it and drink. And they're like, okay.
And drink it.
Yeah.
I used to keister it. It works faster that way. Big old marijuana bud. Like a pine cone.
Knife hits on a knife in my kitchen.
any utensil, really. Sometimes we flatten out spoons. Sometimes we'd use a ladle. We just get a ladle really hot and put a big marijuana bud in it and gather around.
But as they're talking, the 40-year-old guy, he's sitting on sitting kind of near them, but kind of far away, and he's like, it was the tapes. And they'll look around, like, what are they talking about? And he's like, the video that they watched, they died. And then he goes on. I think he's the one that kind of spills the beans on that.
Yeah. And like, how would he know? Anyways, and he was sitting on top of the table all cool.
Yeah.
Right? Just kind of lounging on a table at a funeral. Extremely inappropriate behavior, my friend. Yeah, so she gets the hint of where they went and the hint of what they did. And she goes out to the resort. I forget what it's called, but it's some like little camp spot. Goes and talks to the proprietor. Would you recognize a girl? She was here last week. I might. Depends. And then shows them pictures. Oh, yeah, I remember them. They were in cabin 12. They didn't pay. And she talks a little bit more. Yeah, well, they didn't pay, so just keeps bringing it up, hoping that she'll pay. I don't know.
And she doesn't. I was like, oh, you got to pay for her, but she doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of place makes you not pay when you get a cabin. Usually that's an upfront service.
First thing you do. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right? And then she's like, nice selection of, I don't know what brings up tapes, but, oh yeah, he said they were complaining. He said they were complaining about the reception. You know, the reception's pretty bad out here. That's why we started getting tape players. They don't even say VCR. No one says VCR in this or movie or anything. They just say tape.
Yeah.
Like
out of VHS.
Yeah, I never, growing up, I don't remember anybody saying tape.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, what tapes you got to watch?
Yeah.
No, you'd say, what movies you got?
Yeah.
Or what VHS you got? You know, where's your tapes? Let me look at your tapes. Go through your tapes. I mean, meander and look at your little tapes.
Yeah, anyways. To me, from what I remember, from what I recall, is tapes usually meant cassette tapes. Because, I mean, we're old enough, mm-hmm. we should have little, you know, cassette tapes. So tapes usually meant, you know, music. In my opinion, yeah, from what I remember.
Or I've heard tape used for, like, pre and early VHS, like, Betamax and stuff like that.
Mm.
Beta tape. But
yeah,
not for a VHS. Yeah, he's like, that's where we got the tape players and the tapes over there. And she's like, oh, it's a nice selection. They're usually just left behind by the people that watch them and bring them. And she says, you know what? I'm feeling kind of tired. I think I'm going to take a nap before I drive back. Give me cabin 12. Put it on my American Express card. Get the American Express. And he sees that, and he's like, ooh, instant money. You know American Express. That's a big name.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes back to charge her the way it should have went with the kids. Like, what'd you do?
Yeah.
You know what? We'll pay you depending on the quality of this stay.
Yeah.
And their kids, like, first of all, they're all high school kids. Like, you would be like 25 to get like a to rent a car or a cabin. Anybody can do it. So yeah, she, and then when he goes to run her card in the back, she goes to the tapes, looks at the tapes, and sees that there's one tape without a case or anything. It's just a black normal tape by itself.
Unmarked tape.
She grabs that one. Assuming it'll be the one, of course it is. So puts it in her purse. Like, the guy just said the tapes are there for watching. You don't have to steal the tape.
Yeah.
Just grab it. So he comes back, and I don't remember what he said when he came back.
He's still on with the magic trick, because when she walks in, he's like, pick a card, whatever. Is this your card? And so he comes in. He's like, hey. And as she's putting the tape in her bag, he's like, hey. Thinking that she's like getting busted, like he'd get mad that she's taking one of those tapes. And he's like, is this your card? And she's like, you know what? Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, just to get him off the trail. She goes to the cabin. Oh, yeah, she looks at the little picture in front of the cabin and matches the cabin. What did she get the pictures before she went to the cabin?
Yeah, I think she's found a receipt in her room. She's kind of snooping around, and then maybe she doesn't find the receipt. She develops some film that she didn't get time.
She found like a little piece of paper that had it said like
come pick it up or something, like one of those kind of things.
It just had the name of the photo company or something on it, and then an address. And she went down there and picked up the pictures. Looking through them, looking through them, and then she notices any one of them, like in the beginning, they're fine. Like when they got there,
yeah.
Oh, let's take a picture in front of the cabin. We just got here. Those are normal. And then, like the ones at the very end, there's a couple. All their faces are blurred. And then she goes to the cabin. Like I said, got that tape, pops it in. Watches it, and it's creepy. It's very avant-garde. It's very student film, says her friend. It's got like a ladder.
It falls.
Falls.
Ladder falls.
Quiet ladder falling. Water. Rushing. What else did it have?
A mirror.
Mirror.
Yeah.
Lady. Three-quarter shot. Close. Lady brushing hair.
Horses lay dying on beach.
Yeah. Horses lay dying on beach. It's like I want to see the closed captions for that, like the visual aid. And then what do we got? We got maggots swimming, maggots tossing, maggots. Wait, are they maggots anymore? Now I think it's a bunch of the humans swimming or something, right?
Yeah.
Switches, and then cut back. Back to mirror. Pull out. Two mirrors? There are now two mirrors. One is empty. One has girl combing hair. Lighthouse. Static.
Oh, a caterpillar.
Caterpillar. big caterpillar. More ladders. Falling. Lighthouse. Death. I think there was like some... Oh, a fly. Like a well. And then a fly. On the corner of the screen.
A woman like falling off of a cliff. There's like a shot of a house where there's some guy looking out the window. Yeah. And then, ends with the well. Just a wide shot of a well.
Yeah. And, and she's just freaked out. Oh my God, that's creepy. Takes the tape. Would she immediately leave? I think
she gets the phone call. Yeah, she gets the phone call.
Oh, yeah,
7 days. Yeah,
so 7 days. 7 days. Well, 7 business days. Don't worry. A weekend falls in there, you got extra time. So she leaves. And she hits up her friend Noah.
Yeah.
You think that's her friend. We find out there's some weird background going on anyways. She goes over to him and kind of starts telling him, like, look at these pictures. Like, he's a video guy, I guess, photography and, like, video, does editing and stuff. And he looks at him, that's a cool effect. That's cool. She's like, no, why is it like this? Look at all the photos. He's like, I don't know. A lot of things could do that. And she's like, here, take a picture of me. He's like, okay. Are you going to at least look at me? She's just kind of... Fine, I'll look. Take one. Takes a picture of this really old digital camera, but it's got a display. I was thinking she was gonna have to go develop it,
yeah,
to see the picture, because like I was like, oh man, this is gonna take a while. Oh no, it's digital. We're good. He's like, oh, is this the same camera that took those photos? She's like, no. He's like, that's strange. Then. What?
I think at that point she just straight up tells him about the tape, and she's kind of like scared.
Yeah, she jumps into it.
He's like, "Show me." And she's like, "No, dude. Like, what if this thing?
What did I just say?
Like, yeah.
What did I just say? The fuck did I just tell you, man? Show me. That's your answer. Show me the tape. God.
So he convinces her, and she sits him down and makes him watch the tape. And he's like, yeah.
I think she leaves. Does she leave the room?
Yeah. She lets
while he watches it.
Yeah.
And then he comes in to the other room where she's at. He's like, wow, interesting. Very
avant-garde. Yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, very avant-garde or something. Very student film, huh?
Yeah.
She's like, you weren't scared? I was like, he's like, no.
Yeah, not really.
He's like, I'm sure it's much scarier at night, but like trying to make her feel better. No, didn't find it too scary. A little weird. And then, anyways, I don't know why. What happens after that? They're just talking about it a little bit.
Yeah, they do get a. She does get a phone call, but she doesn't answer it. Lets the machine get it. And then he leaves. I don't know if she gives him some sort of assignment to do at that point. I think he's just like, all right, well, that was fun. What a weird meeting you and I just had, but okay, have a good one.
And then, no, I think the assignment she gives him is to find out how it was made.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You're an expert at this. How was this tape made? And it's a kind of vague statement, but I think she gives him the tape. Or did she already make a copy? She makes a copy at some point.
She does make a copy at some point early on, but I don't remember when that was.
I think it's at his house, right? Right there. He's got all that equipment. She makes a copy.
Yeah, I don't remember if it's at the house or it's at that company that she goes to like.
Yeah.
Portal. I don't remember. I just remember a big ass fucking machine. She's. Pushing buttons.
You gotta sync it up. I'll press it at the same time, man. It's gonna be off. Same time, man. It's like a T2. All right, left on 3, 2, 1, yep. Record. Boom. And damn it, the football game wasn't on the tape again. So we move on to, and then there was some subplot, I think, that I didn't really understand, that like, I think her son has supernatural powers. Like he can premonish stuff and like knows things that he shouldn't know. Or because she's like, what does the he's talking about the little girl. At one point, she's like, does she talk to you? And he's like, not really. She shows me things.
Yeah.
But I guess that's not a power of his. That was a power of the girls. I guess that's.
But I mean, to your point, it could be, because there is a moment at the funeral. I don't know if you remember this, but in the opening sequence with the two girls, when the girl, I wish I remember her name, the cousin, we'll call her the cousin does the whole like, you know, static TV thing. She's the predator. She goes to the stairs and she looks up at the stairs and then she sprints up it. And there's the shot of the staircase and you see the feet go up the stairs. Well, when Aiden is at the funeral, he's standing at the bottom of those stairs. And then we cut to that shot again of the feet going dee, 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 and then it cuts back to Aiden, and then he like slowly walks up the stairs. And as I was watching it, I'm like, why? Because like in a movie, every scene has a every cut has a purpose, right? So I'm like, why would they? Are you suggesting that Aiden can see things? Like he saw her running upstairs. Like, what was the point of like cutting that little sequence into that scene with Aiden looking up the stairs? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
So to your point, I don't know. Maybe he can see fucking visions or has visions. I have no idea. But you are right. It's a subplot that doesn't necessarily go anywhere, at least that I can recall.
At least to the very, very end. Yeah. But then it seems very shoehorned.
Yeah.
But it's cool. We'll get to it. Yeah. And also in that scene, he's standing in the room and Rachel goes in and is like, hey, we shouldn't be in her room. And then it's not her room anymore. I think creepy, he slowly walks out all creepily. Well, technically he's correct, so I can't fault him. So we get to the next little tidbit of information. I don't know. She starts researching the tape with the dude. We get this small little reveal that he's probably dating this girl who comes to his house while they're doing stuff with the tape because she kisses him on the cheek or something.
Yeah.
And we could tell there's maybe some more history between Rachel and Noah than we thought because she's kind of uncomfortable and immediately leaves. Oh, yeah, then he goes to, like, kind of stop her. They got the old fucking elevator with the wooden shit.
Yeah.
You get the freight elevator, and she's getting in it, and he's like, why are you leaving so soon? I thought we were researching this. She's like, maybe we should just fast forward to the part where I call you a fucking asshole. You say I'm a bitch and or something like that. I don't know. And then let's just cut to that part. She closes it. He's like, okay, bye.
A little melodramatic, but okay. I just want you to grow like, up. And like, what do you mean? What did he do? He didn't do anything. Okay.
Grow up, man. Yeah. Kiss on the cheek. Really, man? Sicko.
You're the one that believes you can die in a fucking videotape. Anyone needs to grow up, you fucking dumbass.
So, I don't know. They hook up later and start researching and stuff. And they're at some place with a bunch of video equipment. And they're like looking, researching the tape, and all the video equipment numbers are all weird. And he's like, that's strange. She's like, what? These are the tracking. The tracking will let you know how it was created, whether it be a camcorder or, you know, recording just straight from television. And these, it's like being born without fingerprints. It makes no sense. Without the tracking, this tape shouldn't exist. Like, what? Are you physically or the image? Like, what are we talking about? Really? And then they're trying to, like, there's something in the corner of an image when they freeze frame it and they can't quite make it out. And they're trying to work on the tracking. Like, it's like
stretching it or
stretching the film or something. And then psh, snaps or something. I don't know. Anyways, they somehow, I don't remember exactly how, but they figure out who this lady is in the tape, brushing her hair.
Yeah.
Do some research. I don't remember her name.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember either. Anna something? Ann something?
Anna Morgan, yeah.
Anna Morgan.
Anna Morgan. And it's the Morgan's house, and she committed suicide, or maybe didn't. There's some kind of, there's a newspaper article, and they're not quite sure. But there were a lot of strange things happening around that time. Horses drowning.
Yes.
Themselves. Running off cliffs. Lighthouses. So, she's researching all that. Do we go to the house to talk to Morgan?
Yeah, eventually. Or Richard? It's like an island where that lighthouse is in the Seattle area. Surrounding Seattle. I don't think they even say, but they take a ferry over there, or she takes a ferry over there. The guy stays.
Yeah, and he's wants to go too, but she's like, no, I don't have much time, and neither do you. We got to split up and get things done in our 7 days. And I like they keep having the like Wednesday, day two. Mm-hmm. I loved those shots counting you down.
And he's supposed to, while she's on the island, he's supposed to go to like the psych ward to figure out Is it Therese? They don't know about the daughter yet, do they? They're just trying to research the woman? Because I remember him going to the psych ward and him being like, I've been to the record room upstairs. And she's like,
Yeah.
nice try, dipshit. It's downstairs. Like, all right, you got me. And then he breaks in. But I don't remember the file, if the file was for the little girl or for the mom. I think it was for the mom. I don't think the little girl's revealed yet at this point.
No, I'm pretty
It
sure the file was for the girl.
was for the girl? Okay.
The girl, but he's doing some other research too before that, like trying to figure out about the mom, and that's
Yeah.
how he stumbles upon the girl, right? Because the first time he's looking at records, it's like miscarriage, miscarriage,
Oh,
conception, miscarriage, and he's like, wow, she didn't stop, she wouldn't. And then I think that's where they get the info that they had a girl, and then Katie or Rachel has already like gone to the psych ward to talk to her niece's friend who was at the house,
right.
and she's still in there, and she doesn't get much information out of her. But at the end, the friend says, "We don't have much time," and she's like, "What do you mean?" And then it like slowly pans out to like her. She was like covering her hand like this, and then revealing that she's like holding, doing a like a four. It was like she was hiding it, and it's like, "You have 4 days." And she's like, "Oh my God, how did you know that?
Yeah.
And how did you do that
Yeah.
with your hand without me seeing?"
Fucking
Oh,
stupid.
jeez. Yeah, but back to the ferry, she's going over there, and I don't know why she's fucking with this horse, but she's like in the
Saying
bottom of
hello
the
over there.
ferry
Hi,
where the
horse.
cars are. Oh, hi,
Yeah.
horsey. Oh, hello. Oh, hello, doggy. How are you? It's like very, very the room. Hi, doggy. You're my favorite.
Which, to be
Starts.
honest, I gotta blame this, and we're getting to the what happens in that scene, but I gotta blame it entirely on her, because if you stick your hand into that cage and try to touch the horse and the horse isn't having it, you just walk away and move on with your day. But that is not what she does. She keeps putting it, it's okay, and then the horse is like, ooh, no, calm down now. Ooh, oh, come on, horsey. It's like, all right. The horse doesn't want you to be touched, doesn't want to be touched. She keeps fucking
Yeah,
going after
he's
it.
fucking with him, and then he fucking, after a couple touches, he's like, "You know what? I can sense your demonness and the fact that you've watched this tape. Like these other horses in the tape, I'm sensing the tape." And so he rips his fucking little tie down off. And starts thrashing around in the fucking trailer. She's like, "Somebody help!" And he crashes the door down. And then, of course, we get the cool shots of like a horse rearing up, black horse
On a
on top of a
car.
car, and slow-mo. Like very, very, death is upon us, rode on a black horse type of shit. And Death was his name. Anyways. Now a bunch of people come down there, and there's a little girl, my horse, and it's just start running, and they're all chasing it. Not quite sure what they're gonna do, but they're just like, "Hey, horse, knock it off, you bastard! Quit doing this." And then eventually, the horse jumps off the side of the boat, and it's just kind of next to the boat. I'm like, "Well, it might live." I thought horses swim really well. I've seen them swim. They seem pretty buoyant with all that mass. But then it just kind of gets caught in the wake of the boat. And then they all run to the back of the boat, waiting to see if it's going to be like there. But then obviously it just keeps hitting the side of the boat and got sucked under the propeller. And then all the water turns real red and the girl screams.
Pretty
And I like
fucked up.
how, yeah, I like how Rachel was just standing there. Part of it, and it's like she caused all of this, and
Oh yeah.
she's like the first person there to see if it dies and stuff, and there nobody knows. It's like, this lady did it, you guys. It's her. I just wanted to tell somebody.
Nicole Kidman did it, God damn
Yeah, yeah.
it. Get
This lady is my favorite part of every AMC movie.
her.
So, what, we move on to the island, and she goes and talks to Richard Morgan. And at first, she brings up, like, "I'm here to talk about the horses." He's like, "Oh, there's always a reporter coming around every once in a while about the horses." The story's over. I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? He's like, she's like, well, you don't have, where are the horses? I don't breed them anymore. I got too much work to do. I got all these acres. He just keeps talking about work and shit, you know, and never anything specific. Work. Just, I got a lot of work, and then something happens, and I got more work. It's like, okay. Never ends around here. A lot of acres, a lot of acres. And then she's slowly like steering the conversation, like, what about your wife? And he's like, what about her? And I think she's poking and prodding a little bit, and she's like, I know you guys had a daughter. He's like, I think you need to leave, or something like that.
We had no fucking
Kind
daughter or whatever, yeah.
of, yeah, we didn't have no fucking daughter. And then he makes her leave and slams the door in her face. But yeah, with that happening, she realizes that's the house from the tape. She's looking, can see the mirror where the guy was standing. She can see some of the things. And she realizes it's also the house that her son has been drawing, right?
It's the drawing that Aiden makes right before they get on the ferry, because he's in the back of the car drawing something, and then he hands it to Rachel before she gets on the ferry, or the guy hands it to Rachel before they get on the ferry. So he just drew it. And then she goes and talks to a psychologist, but I don't remember what the fuck they talk about. Like a psychologist that's on the island that
It was the psychologist of the mom and the daughter, I think, because the mom was going crazy, and it turns out the psychologist was like, no one's asked about that in a long time. She's like, you know, an island is when one person gets sick, the whole island can get sick. So ever since the girl's been gone, this island's been doing good. And I don't know.
Like, what the
Okay.
fuck? Quit speaking of riddles, ma'am.
Everybody around this bitch. So, I don't remember if the psychologist gives her any more insight other than that. I don't remember if she goes into the specifics about what the daughter was doing or the mother was doing.
Maybe that the girl
But
was troubled and con somehow causing havoc
oh
for
yeah,
the
and she's like
town or
she
whatever.
wouldn't. I think she does reveal like she wouldn't sleep. The kid or something, because she said she saw things in her head and she had to keep them out, and she could also make others see things, some say. Some say that's how the mother went crazy and the horses. But yeah, that ends it ends up being a big thing, and I think she goes back to that house later. And watches more tapes. Like, there's a tape of the daughter, the creepy daughter, in a psych ward and being questioned. And she's, and I don't remember if she got that. Or no, what was it? Oh yeah, she says that there, I think the psychologist says there should be tapes of the sessions somewhere. And then she tells the guy, he does some research, goes to like a medical facility, talks to this black dude who controls all the tapes, more tapes in this fucking, it's all about tapes.
And he says
And
he is Richard Morgan, and he's like, "Really? You're Richard
yeah.
Morgan? Okay. Huh. What's the secret? You seem so young." He's like, "Oh, diet and
Yeah,
exercise."
and he seems a little skeptical, but he's totally willing to like give him the tape. I don't get it. And then they go find the tape and he opens it up and it's like, now I'm mad. I'm in charge of these tapes, and these tapes are very specifically categorized. And he's like, oh no, it's gone. He's like, yeah. He's like, does it say who's the last person to watch it or check it out? And he looks at the name and, yeah, you.
You
Motherfucker,
so
where's my
good.
tape? And then he relays that message to Rachel. And I love that the kid always calls her Rachel too. Rachel,
Dope.
her son, Rachel. Good night, Rachel. Yeah, relays that information to Rachel. Rachel goes back to the house, and then finds a room with like AV equipment, And that tape happens to be there. She starts watching it just, and I while she's watching it, I was wondering, like, so is that guy not here? What is going on? Like, how are you just, you just,
Walking through
why
this
didn't,
guy's house and
yeah, why didn't you take the tape to bring home and watch? You're just gonna watch it right here in the house? Yeah, then he comes up creepily behind her while she's watching it, and the tape pretty much reveals that she, you know, can see things. That's why she doesn't sleep. It's just some creepy footage of a clock like going for hours, and she's just staring up at the camera. And then she's like, "They, my dad wants me gone." No, your dad loves you. No, he wants me gone because I can see things and I can make others see things. And then she's like, "What was the And she can burn things, like she makes images. Like, remember they had like the negatives, like film cell negatives, and apparently she made those, like out of the book, out of the manifested the whole thing. Like, where do these drawings come from? She, and then she says, "Well, I kind of, I don't." The lady's like, "Do you make the drawings?" She's like, "No, I don't make them." She's like, "How do they appear then?" She's like, "Well, I see them, and then they kind of just are." I was like,
What?
"Oh, what? Huh? You just kind of manifested film 8x10 negatives in your room alone?"
Without AI?
Yeah.
You're not putting this in a prompt or anything?
Now, without cellulose, without anything to produce the plastics we would need, I don't get it. And you're burning shit and wood? Lady, you're crazy. Anyways, I don't know. They get more information, and the end starts to get really confusing, and they start adding a lot of stuff and revealing a lot of stuff that
A lot of
didn't seem
exposition towards the back end of this
yeah,
movie, yeah.
didn't seem earned. And then I don't know, at some point they fucking, I don't know, something about the boy was like, "Yeah, she can't sleep. She's in a dark place, and the horses keep her up." So was it the horses? I thought she just couldn't sleep, period. She couldn't sleep in that room without the horses. Now all of a sudden it's the horses' fault. That's why she had to kill the horses. Yeah, so they go, and then they see this giant ladder, more imagery from the tape, and it's going up to a little loft in the barn, and they go up there and see that it's a little kid's room, and the carousel's still going. This girl's been dead for years and years and years. Carousel going. Fucking, there's a TV there to watch tapes. All right. And then she stops the carousel from spinning. Oh my God, they had her up here. And then Noah's like, "Rachel, there's something under here. It looked like blood underneath the, what do they call that shit? Wallpaper? Nobody uses that anymore. Underneath the wallpaper. But it wasn't blood. It was like burned." He's like, "What is this? It's almost like it's etched." And then I like how Rachel's like, "No, or burned." Like,
It's like
shows her arm and like,
under
"Why is your arm burned?" I don't get it. Just because your
arm.
arm is burned for a reason we have no idea why, that's what this is.
Well,
She
she gets
okay?
grabbed in a dream at some point
Oh,
by
did
the
she? Yeah,
But
so.
yeah, she like goes she's having a dream nightmare and she walks into Aiden's room. There's the little long-haired girl sitting in the middle with water all over the floor, and she like approaches, and the little girl grabs her arm, and she wakes up, looks at her arm, and has the
Yeah.
handprint.
And at some point, too. The boy watches the tape.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite scenes of the movie. You're like, oh
Yeah.
shit, yeah.
Near the back half, and she runs in, shuts it off, like kind of covers his eyes. No!
No, yeah.
Why would you do that? Why would you leave it in the VCR?
Yeah.
I thought it was a fun movie. Why'd you do this to me? There was a caterpillar on there. Yeah, so now she that, you know, that increases her anxiety of needing to figure out what the hell to do and how to figure this out because her son's now on the clock, as they say. 7 days. But where were we? We were at
All the exposition stuff,
the
yeah.
burn in the wall was a tree. The tree that's in the fucking movie,
It's
the
on
tape.
fire, yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, "I've seen that tree before." He's like, "What? Where?" On the island. Back to the island. How many times they gotta go to the island? So they go back to the... No, the tree wasn't at the island. The tree was...
Was that the at cabin the cabin place? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, at the cabin place. And then they go and rent out one of the cabins again. Second time renting a cabin, fourth time going to the island. They just keep going back and forth to the locations.
Yeah.
And she's kind of given up. Like, I think she's got one day left or two at most. And she's like, you're going to have to do it without me. Help our son. And they kind of reveal that's their son.
Yeah.
But it's like, why was he never involved and still not involved in his son's life when he's so close to her and they still talk and stuff? Mm-hmm. It was just very strange. And even says, like, to the boy, do you wish I was around more? And he's like, nah.
Not really.
Do you?
Yeah.
He's like, I see you when I'm out at school. You're the one that takes the photos of me in the yard.
I was like, wait, what? Time out.
Do you wish I was around more? Not really. Like, it's a very odd situation. And then he sees them, like, holding hands in the car and falls asleep contently. So he does want that father figure.
Yeah.
Maybe. But, yeah, the cabin. And, yeah, she's just kind of giving up, and he's pissed about it. Oh, no, we're going to figure out. I'm sick of this damn tape. It kind of... What did he do? Throw something on the ground, break something, breaks a table or something, and like, you know, an old 90s vase falls down when people Pier 1 imports. They used to put glass marbles and shit and display it in your home, or glass rocks and something and display it in your home, and they're like colored or cat's eyed or depending on the color of your room, you get clear blue, clear green. Yeah. A lot of people did it. It was weird. Just a lot of glass everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerous. Dangerous times, the 90s. So there were marbles in this one, and it broke, and then they all spill across the floor. And then they look down, and they're all pooling. They're all pooling in one spot. And the floor is weird. And then he goes to a glass case. I don't know why this glass case is there. And shatters it, and there's a fucking axe inside of it. It's like an emergency axe. Don't shatter the glass unless you really need this axe. And he goes and starts cutting up the floor, getting into it. And it's taking a long time. I was like, what is this pussy doing, dude? Like, dude, hit it. But then I realized what he's doing because they pull out. And he was cutting a perfect square.
Yeah.
He's like, why wouldn't you just, like, shatter it as you go? He's, like, cutting it out and then lifts it up because it's just a big square, like a door.
Yeah.
I was like, we could have just ripped the floor up. We didn't have to create this square. It's an odd way to do it, I think.
He's a professional.
That's like The Shining if, like, you know, he just cut out a square instead of just going through the... He's like, hey, give me a minute here. I'm making a little door. Yeah, and they go down there, and it's a fucking... It was the well, right?
Yeah,
the well. Like, underneath the cabin with the big rock on it. And they just immediately slide the rock off. I'm like, I don't know. That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's always the person sliding the rock off the tomb that gets haunted, or, you know what I mean? It's one of those things. It's a mummy thing. You don't do that. You pay someone to move the stone off, okay? Mm-hmm. Let them get haunted. They move it off, and then they're looking down. Whoa, man, we need to drop something down there. It's just so far. Drop a rock. They don't really hear anything. And then a bunch of bullshit happens, like spooky shit shaking, and right? And, water. Then that TV kind of slides. The floor breaks and the TV slides down and hits her with static on it. Like, and then she gets knocked into And it's like she hits the side of the well, it's like flipping around, going down. And he's like, Rachel! then she's like in the water. I'm like, oh no.
It's a great scene.
I feel like that would have killed you. You're just tumbling and hitting walls. But yeah, she, I don't know. She wakes up, swims to the top, kind of chilling down there. What did she get? Some premonitions? Or does she...
I thought Samara shows up at one point, doesn't she? In the well?
Yeah, I think she's looking up from being in the well. And she sees, like, the ring
Oh,
And it's just getting
yeah.
flashes of like that's what she was
That's what,
saying. It was
yeah.
yeah. And then I think she gets a like a vision in her mind, which obviously Samara can do that, of the mom walking up behind her at a well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she's like, "That's a beautiful place, isn't it? Yeah, we can stay here. We can stay here forever." Throws a bag over her head, and then it's like, throws a bag over her head, proceeds to choke her for about 5 to 6 seconds. That's it.
Yeah.
5 to 6 seconds, so she's not dead, most likely. And then just pushes her in.
Been in the well, yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, Rachel has some hair like on her hands and goes and realizes it's Samara, and she's like holding her, and we're getting the feeling like that's all that needed to happen to break this curse was like the truth to be known or something, or like her to be saved from the well, because the kid did bring up she's in the dark place. Like, okay, yeah, we got to get her out the dark place is what Rachel's figuring. And so she picks up this body, and it's Samara. And she's like, "It's okay, you're free now. You're free." And then the body, kind of like, "Okay, yeah, it's over," decomposes to like what a dead body would look like in a well for that long, versus it looked just like her when she was holding her. And then they're eventually taken out of the. She's taken out, and there's like cops and all this shit.
We think it's done. We
We
think it's
think it's
all
over.
solved. Yeah.
Yeah, and then what happens?
Because at this point, she's already survived. That's another
Yeah,
aspect. At this point,
she's
she's
passed
already
the 7 days.
survived the 7 days. So you think that, like,
Yeah.
okay, everything is good now. Yeah.
Everyone's good. But then, yeah, what's his name goes his separate way. Noah goes home. She goes home with Aiden. And she's like, "It's okay. Everything's gonna be," kind of explaining to him. "I took care of everything. She's
Yeah.
no longer in the dark place, so we're all gonna be just fine. She's not coming for us." And he's like, "Wait, what? Why'd you do that?" She's like, "What do you mean? She is not supposed to leave the dark place." She's like, "Why?" She's like, "No, she's not." And
Yeah.
then we're like, "Uh-oh, what?" And it's like, "She will never stop." And then we kind of have some more footage, I think, of the tape of her getting interviewed, and she's like, "But you, do you want to hurt people?" And she's like, "No, but I do, and I will not stop." So yeah,
Like,
uh-oh, the girl's
not
bad.
good.
She, oh no, she deserved to be murdered and thrown down the well. What a twist! This poor family had to deal with this. They're just looking for a solution. Oh God, the family was in the right. They were justified in all the shit they did to this girl. Oh, it's terrible. It's a weird twist. Oh man. And I don't know. Now that she's free, I mean, she was already doing the stuff in the well though, and killing people with the tape, so I don't understand what the difference is now. Like, they're implying like she's gonna have more power or something. It's gonna be even worse now. I don't see how. But yeah, then she's like realizes the only reason why she didn't die was because she made a copy of the tape, and the little girl wants to kill as many people as possible. So there you go.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the Wikipedia explanation. It was like explaining the plot. It's not explicitly said, but in creating a new tape, she gave the copy to Noah, so he watched it, and so she prolonged the chain. If she would have just gave him the original tape to watch, she would have died. But the fact that she made a new tape and now there's two and it has more of a possibility to kill more people, she's spared. Like,
I don't know.
thank you.
It gets confusing because, and we'll talk about what happens to Noah here in a second because it's the most infamous scene of the movie. But after that scene, She runs home and she's fucking distraught. And she's like, why him? Why not me? Like, what the fuck did I do that he didn't? And she's like saying this to herself, basically asking us, the audience. And then she's like, ooh. And then she goes back in the living room and we get that shot of under the couch that has the copy tape. Because that's the tape that Aiden watches, where she freaks out when Aiden watches. She grabs the tape and fucking slings it across the room and it slides under the couch. And it's been there for the entire movie. And then she picks up the copy and she's like, oh, maybe it's because I made a copy. I don't know. And then she makes Aiden do it. She has her little fingers and pushes it in, make a copy. So I don't fucking know. Like, your
Oh
guess is
yeah, then Aiden
fine.
says after we make copy, but what happens to the person we have to make watch the copy? And she just doesn't answer him. That's their problem, man. I'm trying to save my kid, okay? Let them figure
Yeah,
it
we figured it out.
out. Yeah, then we cut back to Noah's house. And she's trying to get in the elevator. It's going too slow, so she's running up the steps. Comes in, but we're showing what happened before, kind of, or during her run or her arrival. And I don't know what he was doing. He was cooking. He was like in the kitchen or something. And then what did the TV turn on? Statically or something? He goes out there
Yeah, just the
and
well,
it's.
shot of the well from
Yeah, it was a
the
shot of
tank.
the well. And I don't know why he did. He sat down in the chair, didn't
He's
he?
like, huh,
Huh?
that's peculiar.
Where's this going? Just sits down to watch it. Let me see what this. We'll see what this is about. Just,
We're done with all this. All
I got a couple hours.
right.
I'm not gonna die anymore. I got all the time in the world. Watches it. The girl starts slinking out of it. And he's completely fine with all of it. He's like, that's peculiar, huh? I thought we solved this issue. The only thing that startles him is when she starts coming into the real world through the TV. And then he was like, holy fuck! Then he's fucking scared as shit. I'm like, dude, you weren't scared of shit before. Like, I didn't know that could happen. This is new lore coming through a TV. Anyways, he comes through the TV. And yeah, it is the. The whole time, like, I thought the movie was getting over, and I was like, I'm pretty sure there was like an iconic stepping into the real world through a TV scene, and I haven't seen it yet. And there it is. She comes out, and I think they just kind of cut away,
Yeah,
right?
spooks him, just like the
They,
cousin in the beginning.
yeah, they cut away, and then it has Rachel finally getting in the house, and he's sitting in the chair still, like, facing the TV. And she's like, she knows. She knows. He's quiet. She creeps up to him, spins the chair around, and we get the shot of it. The creepy half face scream they all do. Yeah. And is that it? We cut? We have nothing
Yeah, I
after
mean, there's
that?
a small sequence where the assistant shows up, his girlfriend, and Rachel
Oh,
doesn't
yeah.
decide to tell her, and she just kind of sneaks out. And that's basically, she goes home, does the whole thing I talked about. What did I do? And she finds the copy under the couch, makes
Yeah.
Aiden push the tape in, and that's basically it.
Yeah. Oh, I think we do end on her refusing to say if they're going to do this to somebody else to save him. So yeah, creepy little flick, kind of fun for my first time. It's fun to get more information throughout the movie and like you're engaged in what the hell's going on, even though it doesn't make much sense or it doesn't sound very reasonable. It's a fun early 2000s horror movie where you're wanting to learn more and you know there's going to be some twists and turns and MacGuffins and red herrings and like I said, beautifully shot a lot of it, and with the colors and the cinematography looked really good. Never seen the first or the Japanese one, so I don't know how it compares. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, but it's been a very long time. I haven't seen that movie in decades. I think I
Yeah.
saw it pretty, soon after I saw this back in the early 2000s. But yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, Jessie says she saw it, and she said it's very different, but
Also very
this,
similar, yeah.
yeah, the story is very similar, but obviously it's Japanese, and I bet it's way weirder and better. Would be my thought. Yeah, so it's fun to travel with Rachel throughout this experience and learn more stuff and all the creepy stuff, and yeah, but it's. Once again, it's good movie, not a very good film. That's how we. It's usually what happens with something like this, but I had fun with it. I enjoyed it. I definitely want to see number two and the rings now. Even though the chances that those would be as good or better or low, I'm interested enough now in the lore to see them.
I saw The Ring 2 when it came out in theaters. I don't remember, like, I only saw it that once, so.
Is it one of those sequels where it's like just a completely new cast? They
No, I
don't.
think Naomi, wait, fuck. Is Naomi Watts in the whole movie? I think that may be like she's in it for like the first 30 minutes and then it's a new, I think. But don't quote me on that. Like I said, I only saw it
Gotcha.
once back in early 2000s, so I just remember not liking
Okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah, so I had fun with it. Enjoyed it overall. It's not great, but I had some fun with it. It's probably like a 6.5 for me.
Man, it was fun to rewatch this. I haven't seen this in a long time. It was nice. We watched it last night, at night, put the Halloween lights on, lit a candle. Just the mood and atmosphere of this movie was just like perfect
Lit a
Halloween
candle?
time,
Nice.
Yeah, we got the Halloween pumpkin spice candles going. It was a mood. It was a mood.
The blood candle.
But it was a fun movie to revisit. And like you said, the tone and atmosphere, is arguably the best part of this movie. Everything's fucking raining and dreary and cloudy, and I don't know, it adds to the movie. Yeah, I don't know. I would say rewatching it, I would say most of this movie is very entertaining, and I don't know, there's something just inherently engaging about people researching things. Like when people are in libraries looking through a newspaper, I don't know, it's just like it's always engaging. That's why, like, I think crime movies are always fun to watch because you're in it for the mystery of it. But once you get to that third act and all the exposition is stacking on top of each other, it kind of becomes not as fun. And yeah, that sequence still hits pretty hard. I remember seeing this in theaters and everyone in the theater just losing their fucking shit because no one had ever seen anything like that. Like, it was completely unexpected. You're like, holy fuck, she just came through that fucking TV. You're like, oh my God. And I think
I
it's
own a TV.
What the
It's
fuck?
gonna happen to anyone.
So that was, I think that scene still hits pretty hard. Yeah, overall, is it classic? Yeah, I would say this is a classic. This is an early 2000s
Yeah,
classic.
sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, to me, this is a solid 7. I think most of this movie is very entertaining, very fun, very creepy, atmospheric. But yeah, once that exposition stuff starts hitting you over the head towards the end, I kind of check out a little bit. It's almost like it doesn't ruin the movie, but it just becomes less interesting. You're like, okay, that's the reason why this is that's the reason why there are horses on the beach. Okay, that's the reason there's a mirror. Okay, yeah. So 7 for me.
7 and 6.5, yeah, pretty close. Pretty fun, yeah. Cool little moment in time. It had its moment, and it did a lot for what it was. That was pretty cool. And it kind of just feels like a 2000s movie. It doesn't feel like it's a remake. There's a lot of those like Old Boy and stuff, the cool Japanese movies, and they re remake them. They feel like a remake. I don't know if this was like so early. I think this is like one of the first times Hollywood did that, and they've continued to do it since then. So this is one of the first ones. So we weren't aware of the other movie. We didn't care about the other movie. I'm sure most people at the time just thought this was a movie and was not based on anything at all. So it really helped it become, I think, classic in that way. All those things are working for it. But yeah, 7 and 6.5. Check it out. It was on Paramount Plus, is where I
Yeah,
found
that's
it.
where I watched it, yeah.
Yeah, then you can rent it, of course, anywhere, I'm sure. So yeah, thanks for joining us. We're always here on YouTube. Please like and subscribe. Come hang out. Drop a comment. Do something. Always happy to have you. Also on Spotify and Apple Music, if that's how you do your podcast. We don't care how you do your podcast. We just would appreciate it if you do them with us every once in a while. Have some fun, okay? Love having you. Couldn't do it without you. Until next, peace.
Peace.